I note on page 176 of the financial statements, it lays out a series of fees that we paid, which comes to more than $100 million on individual transactions. I note on the previous page, there was a base fee of $22 million paid. There's a management services fee, $11.4 million paid. I think the responsible entity fee was also $7 million. So the total for the year comes to about $146 million paid to Babcock & Brown, which is about 25% of our current market cap of $600 million. Now, since January, we've seen about $3 billion destroyed in the equity of this company as the stock has tanked, falling by about 85%. So my first question is, what fee will be payable to Babcock on the PowerCore deal?
Okay. Thank you for that question. Actually, just given your interest on the fees, that's also one of the issues that the Australian Shareholders Association raised. So if you look at the annexure in the material that's on your chairs, you'll see a detailed accounting of the fees. Some of that is reimbursement of expenses and costs. Others are, in fact, financial advisory fees, which is the point of the question that's being asked. And then there are the management agreement expenses. In relation to the PowerCo transaction, the fees that are payable will represent in total some $12 million Australian dollars, out of which B&B will pay some fee to Deutsche Bank, which was assisting in relation to that transaction. That's a payment that comes from B&B. The fee represents about 1.36% of enterprise value of the acquisition, which is actually in line with the level of fees, as you'll see in the schedule that's attached to the ASA answer sheet.
Okay. Jim, do you think there's a bit of a problem with... we've made a fortune for our manager, who's clearly massively mismanaged our equity. And now we're continuing to pay them, you know, $10 million plus fees, trying to salvage something from the wreckage. I mean, well, can you take us through $12 million you said on PowerCore, the schedule on page 176. Can you take us through specifically, transaction by transaction, the four $10 million plus financial advisory fees? So the $28.9 million paid by BBI Europe Holdings, the $10.7 million. BBI Italian Port Holdings, the $13.62 million, the ES&L Proprietary Limited deal, and the whopper, the $39.52 million, the BBIL US Investments. Just take us through what deals they related to, how you calculated it. It does seem massively over the odds, and has the fee schedule been reduced in terms of what was negotiated on the PowerCore deal that you announced yesterday?
Okay. What I'm going to do is to answer the last part of your question first, and then I'll revert to our CFO and he can take you through the schedule. To answer your question about the fee schedules, one of the issues that independent directors have taken very seriously is to ensure that any financial advisory work that's undertaken by B&B is done at arm's length and at competitive market rate. In fact, it's one area where the independent directors over a number of years have had some area of, dare I say, creative tension with B&B, and what we've always sought to do is to ensure that the rates that are charged in respect of any of that advisory work is in fact market rates. And we have engaged independent advice to test that for us, and we apply a template which we regularly refresh against market conditions to ensure that the fees that are charged are in fact market fees. And I can say to you, having had recent experience as independent director seeking some independent advisors in terms of recent governance review, that I consider the rate of fees that have been paid here to be very competitive with some of the fees that we were asked to pay by potential advisors who wanted to advise the independent directors. In relation to the specific transactions, Jonathan, if you could please just go through those as the questioner asked.
Sure, thanks, David. On page 176 of the annual report, we have listed there all of the related party transactions that we have had with Babcock & Brown during the financial year. I would like to point out that the level of disclosure in these accounts is actually more than what's required by the accounting standards. So I'd like to think that in terms of transparency, you see the full list of transactions there. There is a clear description in that page of what each of those transactions relate to, and indeed the four transactions that Mr. Main pointed out were all relating to acquisitions of assets, namely the European port assets, the Alinta assets, and our asset in the form of the natural gas pipeline in America. Indeed, as David pointed out, on each of your seats is the summary of those fees and an explanation of what that total amount represents. And in terms of the total fees paid in terms of advisory and refinancing this year, or the financial year ending 30 June 2008, the total transactions represent about $6.6 billion in acquisitions and refinancings, and those fees represent about 1.5%, which again is consistent with the level of fees that David outlined will be payable associated with the disposal of the PowerCo acquisition. Sorry, the PowerCo.
PowerCo sale.
PowerCo sale, yep.